Hey, before we get started, I wanted to, I see somebody's on the call here. I wanted to say hi to Eric Austin, Big E. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. How's everything in DFW?
It's going well. It's going well. It's kind of cool and fog muggy, but it's not too bad.
Well, good. Well, good, good. Well, I just I wanted to say hey to you before we got started. I'm glad you're on the call, and hope you're enjoying these morning prayer calls.
And it's wonderful, JJ. It's good to take a pause, and I will continue to take a pause every day to thank God for who He's blessed me with and who I am, and thank God for my company.
Amen. All right. Well, good deal. Well, I just want to say hey to you. And we will go ahead and get started here, folks. Let's see here. So today, kind of an interesting subject. What I wanted to talk about is how can we be thankful in all circumstances? You know, it's easy to be thankful in some circumstances, but how can we be thankful in all circumstances? So our verse today is 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it reads, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Let me read that again. "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You know, we celebrate Thanksgiving once a year, but God wants us to be intentional about our thankfulness every day. He wants us to develop this spiritual habit, one that is reflected in the life of a radical believer. The more deeply you understand God's love, the more grateful you're going to be. So what does it mean to be radically grateful? So the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." That's radical gratitude. In every circumstance, give thanks, because it's God's will for your life. You can thank God in every circumstance because God is in control. You know, we've said that on call after call. We see all the chaos around us, and you think, how could somebody be in control? But no, God is in control, and He already knows the outcome. He already knows what's going to happen. He knows what's going to happen to you in the next hour, the next day, the next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. He is in control. He can bring good out of evil. He can bring good out of bad. He can turn around the worst mistakes you've ever made. No matter what happens, God isn't going to stop loving you. You can find 100 things to be thankful for in any circumstance, even when the circumstance stinks. Radical gratitude, being thankful in all circumstances, is God's will because it creates fellowship. What do I mean by that? Gratitude always builds deeper relationships between you and other people and between you and God. If you want to get closer to someone, start expressing gratitude to that person. If you're feeling distance from your spouse, you need to start doing what you did when you were dating. Express gratitude. You know, write little notes of kindness and encouragement to people. Make calls or texts during the day just to tell somebody that you're thankful for them. The reason you lost that loving feeling maybe with your spouse is because you stopped doing the things that created the loving feeling to start with. Because maybe you're taking each other for granted, and maybe we all take each other for granted. But the Bible tells us to encourage one another and build each other up. As you build others up, you'll find that God also builds into your life through your deep relationship with Him and others. So, folks, let's encourage each other. You know, when we know somebody's maybe down and needs a little encouragement, maybe like Ron Spillman today. Ron's dad passed away yesterday. Maybe just reach out to Ron if you haven't already and just say, "Ron, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you." He told me last night that he cannot believe what a loving, caring company we have. He's never worked anywhere like this, that he heard from so many people yesterday just encouraging him and letting him know we were thinking about him. He said he's never experienced that before. Well, how do you think that made him feel? That made him feel like he was cared for, that we had gratitude for him, that we were encouraging him. We need to do that on a regular basis with everybody. Just when we see that we need to, you know, God will put that little tickle in us and says, hey, reach out to so-and-so. Just encourage them. Just reach out to them and encourage them. So let's do that. Let's think about that today, folks. Let's think about building each other up and encouraging one another and helping those that, you know, maybe need a little help to be lifted up. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. And God, I thank you for this message today, God, because I really think it hits home. I really think that it settles into us where we just, again, where each day we're taking that pause. Well, there's times of the day we need to take that pause from the chaos and just be thinking about how we can encourage or help others. We thank you for the love that you have for us, and we thank you for the love that you put in us that we get to share and love others, God. Thank you for your love, your unconditional love, that just like we said a while ago, you don't stop loving us because of something we do. And that's unconditional love, and we're so thankful for that. God, I ask you to watch over and guide us. I pray, God, for our company. I pray for all of our folks out there in the trucks today. I just pray for their safety, their well-being. Just pray that you guide and lead us, and pray that we honor and glorify you in all we do. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen. Everybody have a great day.